Hi, I'm John Birch, Senior Counsel and Vice President for Appellate Advocacy at Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm here to give an update about an opinion that issued today involving Baronelle Stutzman and her business, Arlene's Flowers. Baronelle is a florist who makes beautiful custom artistic arrangements for her customers. For more than 9 years, she faithfully served a client, Rob, who was gay. She knew that he was gay. He knew that she was Christian. That made no difference to their friendship. But when Rob asked if Baronelle could create the custom floral arrangements for his same-sex wedding, she respectfully took him aside and said lovingly that she could not do that because it would violate her relationship with Jesus Christ. And on that basis, she was sued by the state attorney general for refusing to participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony. The case went all the way to the Washington State Supreme Court a first time, which ruled against Baronelle. And when she went to the U.S. Supreme Court, they vacated that decision and told the Washington State Supreme Court to look at the case again in light of the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. In Masterpiece, ADF client Jack Phillips prevailed in an action against the Colorado Civil Rights Commission because the commission had acted with animus and hostility towards him because of his religion. The Supreme Court asked the Washington State Supreme Court to consider the same theory in Baronelle's case. Unfortunately, the state Supreme Court basically said the same thing that it said the first time, and it limited Masterpiece's ruling to only judges and other adjudicatory figures. They said it didn't apply to someone like a state attorney general, even when he targets someone because of their religious beliefs. So now we will help Baronelle go back to the U.S. Supreme Court and ask them to hear her case. We will raise not only the Masterpiece theory that she was discriminated against by the attorney general because of her religion, but also on her original theories, which are that the First Amendment rights to free speech and free exercise of religion protect all creative professionals and that they can serve everyone, but do not have to participate in events that violate their religious beliefs under threat of coercion or government punishment. So please pray for Baronelle and for all of us here at ADF as we continue to pursue this important case.